On the weekend of July 23rd and 24th, Corinthian Casuals will be hosting the second edition of the Egri Erbstein tournament, as well as celebrating the achievements of one of football's great pioneering coaches. The tournament also brings together like-minded amateur and semi-professional clubs from around the world. Broadway to Brazil listeners may remember the Casuals travelling to Budapest in 2019, where the club lifted the trophy, a newly minted Corinthian Cup, in front of a loud and passionate travelling army of supporters. Well, now it's the turn of the Corinthians to host, and in these special Broadway to Brazil bonus episodes, we'll be speaking to representatives from each of the competing clubs in the build-up to the tournament. First up is Bertalan Molnar, president of Budapestai Atletikai Club, or BOK for short. BOK were Egri Erbstein's first club, and the semi-final opponents of Casuals back in 2019, eventually losing 3-0 in a hard-fought encounter. Now they make the return journey to London and will be facing the world's oldest club, Sheffield FC, in their semi-final. Here's what Bertalan had to say about the tournament and what his team will be bringing to the table later this month. Bertalan, thank you so much for joining us on Broadway to Brazil once more. We last spoke to you in 2019 for the first tournament. I wonder if, just to remind our listeners, you can just give a little bit of a quick summary as to why BOK became involved in this tournament and their history with Egri Erbstein and that Casuals link as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity. First of all, it's a pleasure just to talk about our football friends from the UK. Your question is about BOK. Yeah, we have a very interesting past and we have a very colorful, I can say. We're established in 1900, so it means we are 122 years old club. And in the beginning, it was one of the most popular club, not even Budapest, but I think in Hungary. And of course, it's very important for us because we're focusing heavily on football. We established the Hungarian FA, the Football Association, 1 year after we established the club. So it's we are very proud of our past. And what you should know about us, we have very big successes in the early years. We finished runner-up in the Hungarian Cup, and the third position was our best national league position, final position. So we were very, very successful, I can say. A lot of international players and Hungarian players who played abroad and became very important coaches and very successful coaches abroad at that time. And unfortunately, after the Second World War, the club was stopped operating. I can't have a better word for it, because the communist regime, during the communist regime, it was one of the first thing they wanted to stop, the real civil clubs in Hungary. There was too many for them, and that's why they closed a lot of clubs. And we re-established the club a few years ago. And this is where our joint history starts with Corinthian, because one of our most important player and coach in our history is Egri Erbstein. He was the man who became a very important and very famous coach of the Grande Torino, the big Torino team, you know. And this was the common point. We realized there was an Englishman, a journalist, Dominic Bliss, who wrote a book about our hero. And this was the starting point when we discussed a joint tournament or a football event, we can say. And that was the time when we started a very close cooperation with the Corinthian. Unfortunately, the COVID, after the first tournament, which happened in Hungary, after it, for 2 years, it was not possible to even meet with our friends. And of course, because the virus, there was no chance for a second tournament. But luckily, and I'm finger crossed right now, I mean, in case of the virus situation, but I think we are very positive. I can say we can have this chance and meet our friends and having this real international tournament this summer, this time in London. That's the very short, brief history of our club and our cooperation with Corinthian.
Yeah, I appreciate that. There's a lot to try and pack into a short summary. So yeah, thank you for doing your best there. Yeah.
Believe me, I can discuss my club's history for years. So it was a short one. It was a short one. Believe me, it was a short one.
Yeah, you mentioned the first tournament there in 2019. I mean, three years later, how do you look back on that weekend in Budapest?
It was a massive success, I can tell you. It was a great experience, the two different football culture, because yes, we should say, unfortunately, we have a different kind of football culture. First of all, the big experience, or which was absolutely new to my players in Hungary, for the amateur football, but even for the professionals, there is very, very few visitors, supporters who are going to the matches. So in amateur level, it's absolutely not common and not usual when there is even people who are attending and just seeing your matches. And it was very interesting when we had this feeling and had this experience with the UK fans who traveled together with Corinthians to Budapest. So it was, first of all, it was incredible how an amateur club can motivate and how can have a supporter base who even can go and wants to go to abroad and follow the team. It was a great experience. And I can tell you, it's on the pitch, my players, it was a very new experience playing against an English team, because your style, your physical approach to the game, it was quite new to my players. And I can tell you, we lost against Corinthians 3-0, as you know, and it was a surprise for us, and we can't handle the situation well on the pitch. So it was a very interesting experience, and honestly, we can't keep up with Corinthians because the different football culture and because the style of the play, it was absolutely not suitable for Buck. You understand what I mean? And that's why it's in a lot of different areas, we have very interesting experiences. But it was a big success, a massive success, I can tell you.
And it was incredibly hot as well. I think it was over 30 degrees centigrade. I don't think we're going to have the same temperatures here in London in at the end of this month.
Yeah, but the second day it was heavy raining in Budapest during the tournament. So it was a different kind of weather. And even we beaten Belt, the fourth team in the tournament for the third position game. And it was heavy rain. It was even a question how maybe it was a threat. It will be postponed because of the lightning and so on. So it was different weather. Yeah, it was hot, but it was heavy rain. So maybe it can be similar in London, as I heard you have some rain sometimes.
Yes, that's to say the least. We do have a bit of rain and we do have a bit of heat as well, so yes, let's see how we go. One thing I will tell you is don't ignore all the weather forecasts, because it changes every 12 hours.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes,
I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of an update on what Bock have been up to since we saw you in 2019. I gather you've been very busy. There's been many achievements to be proud of.
Yes, I can tell you a lot of things happened with us from that time. We have a blind team. As an amateur team, we have a team for blind people who are playing football, a special version of a small pitch. Right now, we have an old boys team because we are an aging team, and a lot of players just making this transition from the first team to this old boys or veteran, we call it veteran teams. And this is a new thing. They become champions at the first year, and right now they finish second, but they will be promoted to the Hungarian second division. I mean, it's the old boys teams who I'm talking about. And the big news is we promoted for our first team, because it meant this year for the sixth division we promoted to the fifth division. We were champions this year, and it's an incredible experience, I can tell you. And the Hungarian fifth division, it's a different kind of cafe house, as we say it in Hungary, and it means we should have a second team. And that's why next year in this autumn we will start with a first team who will be in the Hungarian fifth division, and we have a second team who will be in the seventh division.
Yeah, I mean, an incredible achievement with the promotion for a team so young. You must be very proud of that.
I am, and honestly, it's a big question mark what we have in our mind, what we will do with this promotion, because the club is the newly established Buck. We have only 5 years experience, so it's not that long. We are in this division or in the Hungarian football life, and this is a big question mark how we will fight against these second division teams. I mean, second division, it's in Budapest region, is the second division where we are. Nationally, it's the fifth division what I'm talking about, but yes, it will be a big challenge. We have a very good team. We're a very, very good, skillful team, I can tell you, but we are an older one. And that's why if we're playing against younger teams, we had some problems. For the dying minutes, we have more and more problems because our fitness level is not that great. But technically, and as the football knowledge based on this, we could be even the Hungarian fourth division even. But of course, the physical fitness is, you know, football is just one part, is the technical part, the other is the fitness part. Yes, in this case, we are not that good. And it's a big question mark. What can we do in the Hungarian fifth division?
Sure. And over all this time, you've maintained a friendship with Corinthian Casuals. What is it about the two clubs that you think contributes to us having such a positive partnership, BOK and Casuals?
First of all, the Agri Epstein tournament, I think, our biggest common thing. And I can tell you, it's a very, very nice marriage, if I can use the word, what we have right now. We are very proud. We have this club in the UK, who is our brother club, or I don't know the right word in English, but, you know, we have a very close relation with them. And we're absolutely incredibly proud. We're always using the Corinthian banner in our matches. And as I know, the BOK banner is still visible in the Corinthian pitch. Our biggest achievement is the Agri Epstein tournament, and I'm very proud. Of course, I'm very interested, or very, very excited, that's the better word, when we have a chance just to play against the oldest club in the world, Sheffield FC, in the semi-finals. So that's why it will be an interesting and very, very huge experience for us, that's for sure. My players, they are very excited. They have, as I told you, they are older players, I mean, in the mid-30s sometimes, and they have very good football background, so they are all played for higher level football. I'm surprised all the time how their enthusiasm is in there, and how they waiting for this chance, and how they preparing themselves for this tournament in London. The result is absolutely not important. Of course, we would like to win the tournament, that's for sure. As an event, this chance just to meet our friends from the UK, that's important for us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just going to ask you about your players and you yourself. I mean, is there much travelling experience with football in the squad, or has everyone just very much played in Hungary? Have people travelled to England before? Is this all new for everyone?
We have absolutely no traveling experience as a club. This will be the first trip to abroad. And there are several players in the team, as I know, this will be their first trip to even the UK and to London. So that's why it's one hand, it's London, my favorite city in the world, after Budapest, of course. But it's a nice city, and they are very excited about even the fact they can go to London. And of course, in Hungary, when you're talking about football, and you're talking about, for example, the German or the English football, even if you're talking about amateur football, it's a common thing. It's a different kind of story what we are talking about. And that's why if you say, or if you just tell to someone, we are going to London and playing against the Corinthian, and we will be having an international amateur tournament, everybody knew in the football world what's the difference and what kind of experience we will have and how important for us this thing. You understand what I mean? We can go to play for Austria, because Austria is close to us and we have a common history with Austria. But it's a different football story if you're going to the UK and you're playing matches there. It's a different dimension.
Yes, and it's the home of football, of course, as well.
Yes.
So that's a special element.
Yes, yes, and the supporters, that's the biggest thing. And as I told you, it's most of my players, they can't wait the chance just to play against even an English team. And we know the supporters, maybe they will not support us, they will support Sheffield. That's no problem. It's the feeling, the atmosphere is so different. And that will be the biggest experience. And yeah, that's why we can't wait for the chance.
Excellent, excellent. And I think you've slightly touched on it already, but in terms of how BOK are going to play, so the team is quite technical. Is that the best way to describe your playing style?
Yes, we have short passes, technical. If you say this is the old Hungarian style of football, yes, we're playing this kind of football. We always combine different elements. We want to attack. We're not really a defending team. Of course, we can do it sometimes because sometimes you must to defend, but the nature of for football, or the basic element, that's the better word, is just how we can create chances, how we can create good dominance in the midfield, which means we have creative players. And that's why I told you the English style is not really our cup of tea, or not really up to our appetite. But yes, we have skillful players, and that's why it's the basic of our play is a technical, combinative attacking football.
Brilliant. And will you and your players have a bit of time to sort of explore London beyond the tournament, or is it sort of straight in, straight out?
I hope they will have some time. On Friday, we have a larger contingent will arrive to London, but there are other players and they are arriving before or after Friday. Some will just arriving on Saturday and they will stay for the next Tuesday. Also, it's very different, but I think most of them wanted to have some time, of course, for London as well.
Perfect. Well, Bertie, we're really looking forward to welcoming you over, and I can't wait for the tournament to get started. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Bertie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So thank you to Bertelan once more for his time, and we look forward to the international flavour that his team will be bringing to King George's during the tournament. Once again, the Egri Erbstein tournament will take place at Quinthin Casuals on the weekend of July 23rd and 24th. Weekend passes are available at a bargain £15, which gets you into four matches over 2 days. To book your place and learn more about the tournament, head to egrierbstein.org. This episode of Broadway to Brazil was produced, edited, and mixed by me, Yarick Zaba. Dominic Bliss is series co-producer, and our title music is by John Forrest. For more on the podcast, head to broadwaytobrazil.com.